Welcome to the first Rebel Yell Charge! Hello, I'm your host, Pete Mitchell, coming to you from the CSA Studios. Today, I'm on a rant! I've had enough of these left-wing radicals. And the left-wing liberal mobs. Enough is enough. Our freedom is at stake. How dare them to want to turn this country and this world into a socialistic country. Communism fails. Communism doesn't work. That is what makes America great. The freedoms. This country was started on religious freedoms. The rights to have freedom as an individual, to own properties, businesses, to live the great American dream. But the far left radicals want to destroy the dream, to destroy what our brothers and sisters have fought on the battlefields, spilling their blood to maintain freedom, to protect the Constitution of the United States. Pardon me for being so angry, but I have had it with these dumbocrats, the left-wing radicals, the radical liberals. I'm sorry. You don't like our country? Get out! Nobody said you had to come to America. You came here for the right to have freedom of speech, freedom of the press, to right to bear arms, to own your property and own your home, to choose the job of your choice. I'm sorry. Does my fucking flag offend you? Well, let me tell you something. It's not a fucking flag. It is a flag that symbolizes the American way. If I offend you, get the fuck out. And if you're an American citizen and you don't like our country, get out. You know, Venezuela's looking for some more citizens since they're dealing with a civil war over socialism. My brothers and sisters, the freedom fighters, for protect our freedoms. Better watch out, because there's a lot of chant going on. Get my fallout shelter finished. All you preppers, be prepared, because the time will repeat, as they say, history repeat itself. And I'm scared, my friends. I am scared what the left radicals are doing and these goddamn Democrats. They are trying to tear down this beautiful country that we call America. Land of the home, the free, and the brave. Hey, Cortez, got news for you. Your ass puts out enough gas every time you take a shit, or every time you open your big mouth. You're letting out methane gas. So guess what? Your Green New Deal's already failed! Go back to bartending! And it's time for term limits! Nobody should have the right to become a career politician. I don't care what side you're on. It is time to have term limits in the Senate and Congress. And in state representatives. Our founding fathers came here to create a better life for people that wanted freedom. The right to choose where they wanted to work, live, play, get an education, to practice the religion that they were based and raised on. The Constitution was set up as a confederacy. I don't care what anybody says. Look it up! We are a republic. America of the Republic. Not a democracy. A democracy is socialism and communism. We are a republic. The founding fathers founded the Constitution as a confederacy. Small government. States control and govern themselves. Independent states. Independent state government. Washington is out of control. And now that we have a president that doesn't do what he says we were supposed to do because the Democrats said we're supposed to do it this way, or the left-wing liberal and radicals said we are supposed to do it this way. You can't do that, Mr. President. They're in an uproar. About time we have a president that has some balls to stand up to the corruption and try to drain the swamp. It is time for term limits. The rebel charge is on to vote for term limits to preserve our freedoms. And independent states' rights. Small government. Conservatism. Capitalism is where it's at. Not socialism. Fascism is not it either. Which the far left radical mob is what they're trying to do. America, wake up. You want to preserve your freedoms? You need to do it now. Just like yesterday. My thoughts and prayers to all the officers that were shot in Philadelphia on the north side, going to serve a warrant for a criminal, drug dealer. And right away, not even an hour into it, as our boys in blue are trying to preserve safety for the American people of that neighborhood, we're already using that tragic event for political gain. Kamala Harris and Spartacus Booker were trying to blame the guns. Oh, God forbid if it was the individual. Oh, no. And if I was in the blah, 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 blah. This is my blah, 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 blah. That's all I hear. Methane gas coming out of their mouths. Yeah. Free for all. Medicare for all. You put me in power, I'm taking your house. 70% of your income from your paycheck is going to go to help pay for illegals. Bullshit! Fuck you, Democrats! Fuck you! That'll be the day I fucking give up 70% of my paycheck to support a bunch of fucking illegals. American conservatives, capitalists, preserve your freedom. Your rights. Protect the Constitution and all the amendments. Make sure you register to vote. Vote Trump in 2020. From the sunny blue skies and blue water of Aruba, this is Peter Mitchell signing off with the Rebel Yell Show!